The subliminal message of the Judeo-Christian Bible: Jewish supremacy over Gentiles. There is a secret Jewish cable that goes back thousands of years. This cable controlled and always had a much higher level of knowledge, way beyond anything the majority knew. When new societies were established, this Jewish cable would usurp the positions of religious and political power and ensure that any advanced knowledge in circulation was removed from the public domain and into their secret schools and organizations. The ruling hierarchy of the Vatican are nothing more than organized criminals who have caused humanity untold destruction, misery, suffering, and grief. The Catholic Church and Christian religion are staffed with the highest levels and tools of the Jews, who are their masters. The Jews are the ones who control the Christian churches, especially the Vatican, from which all other Christian sects evolved. At the upper levels, they know the true power of the sun, numerology, the mass mind, the effects of planets on human behavior, how to manipulate time, energy. They have used their secret organizations to create institutions in the public arena, such as religious and political parties, to remove occult knowledge and keep it out of circulation. The Inquisition was a prime example, for even to speak of anything of the occult or esoteric was to sign one's own death warrant. In order to maximize power for their agenda, Christian churches were built upon ley lines. Ley lines are areas within the earth that have increased geomagnetic energy. The human body is composed of and runs on bioelectricity. Our thoughts are made up of electrical impulses. Through meditation and working with our own energy centers, we can hone our thoughts to have a stronger electrical output and to affect our environment. When one who is knowledgeable uses earth energy in addition to this directed thought energy, this greatly amplifies the power behind the thoughts and directions of the energy through the will. Pagan temples were destroyed and Christian churches were erected in their place. Special rituals were also conducted at these energy crossings within the earth grid. Human and animal sacrifices and such produced extreme fear in intended victims. This directed fear energy that they used to control was pumped into these vortexes of earth energy. What happens is this energy, magnified thousands of times, creates a state of vibration within the earth field in which we all live. From what I understand, it encircles the earth like a spider web. This is one reason why Christianity has had such a powerful hold on so many. Fear is the four-letter word that controls the world, and it is very effective. In addition, the lying preaching, chock full of emotion, and the doctrines that were repeated endlessly inside of these structures had all the power they needed to do their job. Along with using the energy of the ignorant congregation, a constant and powerful supply of energy was and has been available to be directed and manipulated by enemy adepts for the control of and the damnation of the populace. Ancient works of art through the Renaissance are proof of the control the Christian Church has had upon the people in every aspect of their lives. There are very few paintings, sculptures, and other works of art that do not depict the Nazarene or the Virgin Mary and their ilk. This also goes for music during the time period. To create any number of non-Christian works was to subject oneself to be condemned as a heretic. The prayer energy alone that has gone into this foul institution is beyond the imagination. One person alone who fixates upon a thought or idea generates thought energy. Think what millions can do. Unfortunately, given the greed, this has not been enough for the nefarious aliens and their human slaves who run this ring of destruction. There has to be war. The human energy output is the most powerful in times of great fear, when facing death or when dying. The more violent, the better. Anyone who is familiar with the Old Testament of the Bible should be well aware of the endless wars and genocide of Gentiles promoted by the so-called Jehovah, which is Jewish domination over and mass murder, torture, and genocide of Gentiles. This sick, perverted filth is forcibly drummed into the minds of Gentiles from day one, creating a powerful subliminal thought form which is manifested into reality.